Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, that makes me Mo.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I'm pretty proud of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, look at the other option.
Did I ever tell you the Family Guy episode that I watched when Quagmire couldn't sleep with this old prostitute? And she thought he was gay, and she said, oh, don't tell me you're one of those Moes.
No.
Oh.
It's an old prostitute. Speaking of your mom.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I was pretty impressed she was on Family Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, let's talk some wrestling.
Okay.
You got topics?
I got topics. What do you want to talk about first? You don't know what my topics are. Jack Swagger. We the people. Jack Swagger. You want to talk about Jack Swagger mostly because Jack Swagger has stolen your catchphrase.
Oh, yeah?
Wheat the people. Because you like wheat.
You'll be here all week, folks.
Yes, two shows Thursday. Try the veal. Tip your waitress. Jack Swagger, and really it's Zeb Coulter, but Jack Swagger, the big thing there, nothing's going to happen, to him.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, I believe that's what I said. What do you think will be done? I said nothing.
Yeah.
What do you think should be done? He'll get fired.
Fired.
I'm glad he wasn't fired because I'm really into the angle and the characters a lot.
Oh,
in fact, it's what I'm looking forward to right now and enjoying the most as far as a build. Towards WrestleMania, personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy from that perspective. I am a little surprised there'll be nothing. But then again, at the end of the day, I guess it's pot, right? Unless you're in the UFC, you don't get fired for it.
Well, exactly. Matt Riddle is coming over to join Zebekiah.
Yeah, but exactly.
But I don't know. I look at it like... yeah, nothing's going to happen. So we had the, nothing happened with Glenn Beck.
I didn't expect that.
No. But they did some little bullshitty thing on YouTube with Michael Cole there.
They tried to get a quote from him going to his office and,
yeah,
you know.
Didn't air on Raw. It was just on YouTube.
Well, they didn't have time to air that. They had to air a bunch of promos for movies and TV shows and promos for WrestleMania 21.
Yes.
I mean, we really had nothing else. We didn't have time for something happening right now.
Packed. They were packed.
Did I mention it's 3 fucking hours?
Oh, fuck.
I mean, Jesus.
I know. Calm
down. Oh, my God.
But
I won't call you either.
You know what I'm looking for. But
an asshole. So you're not an asshole anymore, right? How we do it on that, by the way.
We are 8 weeks strong, you fat son of a bitch.
Really?
And counting.
Well, you know, you're doing it all by yourself, and nobody's helping you.
You know, but I would like to thank all the cards and the letters that I've been getting. I understand, for instance, my mailman is hunchback from carrying all those letters.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's been quite the change. 1 year ago, complete asshole. This year, just a worthless prick.
Night and day. It's really been night and day. I've you know. Oh. Thank you for that. We're professional.
Good audio.
Professional audio. Speaking of professional and audio, I would like to point out to you, are you aware the date today?
It's February 28th.
February 28th of 2013. Do you know what happened February 28th, 2011? In the world of professional wrestling?
Nope.
We Talk Wrestling went on the air.
Holy shit, really?
This is our 2-year anniversary show.
So really, this is really the kickoff, the unofficial kickoff to the wrestling year again.
It is. The road to WrestleMania now may begin.
Yeah. No, this is, speaking, you know what, you're already getting so many cards and letters, and I'm worried you're going to get more now.
Yeah, you know what, but my mailman is an asshole, so he didn't make the same New Year's resolution that I did, so maybe he deserves it.
Okay.
He deserves it, you know.
Right. Jack Swagger.
My mailman, by the way, Zeb Coulter, doesn't like him.
Where is he from, your mailman?
I don't know. Not Kansas.
Well, all right.
What did you think of the Miz TV segment on Raw?
I mean, I liked it. I mean, like I said, I mean, this is the angle I'm enjoying the most. Obviously, I liked it. What I liked about it, I felt like there was a lot of real tension there between the different parties.
Well,
and in fact, if there's anything, I think there was almost too much real life tension because, except for Miz, who's just out of place and looking dorky. But I felt there was a lot of tension between the Del Rio character and the Coulter character, and there's just the scary huge Jack Swagger standing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants to kill you, and you know he probably can. And then you got and the funny thing is, like, as I've talked about before, how in real life there's very few guys who could probably go with Lesnar and, in a real fight, and Swagger might have the best shot. Del Rio would certainly be in the top, probably the top two or three as well.
As long as he doesn't wear his mask.
Yeah, well, he did fight with his mask when he did the MMA fighting. But I mean, I think he was 3-2 as a professional MMA fighter. But again, back to it. I think one of the things that made it created so much heat, I could feel the tension. I feel the crowd could feel the tension too. I don't know that it's getting over to everybody like it's getting over to me. I certainly don't think it got over to the people in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Because I just think that's the wrong place to do that angle. I don't think there's going to be much heat for in a place like that.
Well, no, right by Mexico would be difficult.
Well, in that case, I think it would, because I think there's a lot of people who agree with the heel but aren't comfortable cheering him. And so, therefore, I think there was kind of a I don't know what to do here reaction. I don't know if I should cheer or say something. I think that's what didn't work about it. And I think there's a lot of that, to tell you the truth, in general with this angle. I mean, I'm enjoying it because I don't give a shit about heels and baby faces.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see interesting storytelling and interesting ideas. But I think for a lot of people, I'm not sure it's getting over to everybody as well as it is to me for that very reason.
And that was going to be my question, because what I wrote down is sort of just – the angle was dead in Dallas was what I had kind of written, because they – or not even kind of, it's what I did write. But it was – yeah, because
20% – you got 20 – well, let's put it this way. Normally, they say that their crowd is 20% Latino.
Right.
Let's say it's a little higher in Dallas.
Of the 47 million households that they have.
Taking those fucking idiots. But they're more like those 5 million. If that.
So you're saying, what you're saying is roughly 8 million households are Hispanic that they have.
No, I think so. But let's just say 35% of that audience in that live crowd is Hispanic. That sounded to me like the amount of people that were cheering for Del Rio. And then 65% not booing Del Rio, but not cheering Coulter, just sitting on their hands. And that sounds to me about right. And I think that's what it is, because not everybody, I don't know, not everybody's going to agree with what Coulter was saying, but I think a lot of them at least understand his point of view, especially there. And so I just think Dallas is not a good place to do that angle.
Well, but again, I don't know where Raw is going to, but you're going to be going across the country, and certainly the angle to culminate in New York, which, again, not too many, I wouldn't think too many Mexicans, run to New York from Mexico. That's a long way.
No, I do think there's a fairly large Hispanic population within Mexico, or within New York. I know there is.
Sure.
It's a West Side Story. But
New York's in the East.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's actually, I never thought about that before. That, what a mind fuck that movie is.
Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know if it's what?
Still processing over here.
Okay. Well, it's only an hour show, so.
Okay, we should move on then.
Yes, I think that the angle is quite frankly dying to the crowd. I appreciate the interesting storytelling, and I think that Dutch Zeb Coulter is a tremendous promo when he's not reading Vince McMahon's good guys versus bad guys or entertainment scripted lines. But I think at the same time, we'll see how it goes. That said,
well, I mean, let's talk a little bit about that because we never did.
No. Nope.
Basically, they on their website they called out Zeb Coulter because that happened. Right, they went up right before our last show. Zeb Coulter and
Jack
Swagger or Jake Hager. Yeah, and what's it, Wayne Keown?
Yeah,
is that his name?
Wayne something. Yeah.
Yeah, Wayne Keown, I think it is. They broke character and talked about how they're actors in a play and how their audience is no different than the audience who watches NCIS or anything like that.
There's not as many characters as NCIS, say 60, but they do not depict murder or rape, other things commonly seen on primetime television.
They're a PG product.
They are a PG
product. Basically called out Glenn Beck. What did you think about the decision to do that?
Again, it went up on the website for anybody who it went up on a website that anybody who's getting on that knows it's fake anyway. So whatever.
Did it in any way contribute as well to the fact that the the crowd wasn't that into the promo or into the segment?
No, God no. And he mentioned Glenn Beck in passing to no reaction. Like the whole Glenn Beck thing is so. At this point, was so inside. Like, WWE thought that they had something, and that's what saved Jack Swagger to a large degree in terms of any repercussions, because they thought that, oh, shit, mainstream is talking about this. Well, no. Glenn Beck on a website, because he's been kicked off of every network he's been on, typed something, and a couple of news outlets on the internet picked it up, and they thought that they had mainstream. And nobody...
No, Glenn Beck is a minor celebrity at best at this point.
Well, and nobody's talking about it. I mean, there was that, and they thought they may have had something, but in reality, nobody really was talking about it. And that was proof positive by the fact that they said he mentioned Glenn Beck, and nobody in Dallas cared.
Yeah, and Glenn Beck, he records right near there. So, you mean Arlington, I think. So, you would think maybe people would care somewhat, but they don't. They don't give a shit about him. Well, possibly because he's a tool bag. But,
no, but you would have if he didn't incite any reaction whatsoever, and a tool bag would incite a heel reaction, right? So,
yeah, I suppose he's just nobody.
It is what it is, and so
I thought it was a strange move. I don't think I don't know why they went that direction, but it like you say, it really doesn't matter. As far as the actual storyline, you say that it's not getting over. Like I say, I think it was Dallas. I think that as they go on and they continue to. Cut these promos because Dirty Dutch is such a good promo, and I think it is going to get over. Maybe that's because I'm into it so much. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think as we progress, it's going to be a little more over a little more next week, and a little more the next week, and a little more the next week. By the time we get to New York and WrestleMania, it'll get a pretty strong reaction. That's my feeling on it.
Yeah,
could be wrong, but
I'll be interested in the WrestleMania reaction.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see.
Here's what I like about it again. Right back to the like Mankind Mick Foley talked about. I mean, I really think that. I mean, you go back. We did it in the last the promotional consideration play for the by the following. We went back to that, and you picked the Mankind sit down interviews with JR.
Right.
Which to me is the best characterization ever done in wrestling I've ever seen.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
And it comes back down to that, the idea you may not like him, but you understand what the heel is saying or the character is saying. And that's what I like about this. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with everything Coulter's saying, but I sure as hell understand it. And I don't blame him for it. Ooh, who's calling you?
Nobody. That was my Simpsons game.
Oh. Yeah, so the Simpsons are calling you.
Barney. You want me to read
Barney.
It? Barney has... Sure. Barney has finished going on a binge.
Me too.
No, but, you're not.
Oh, you're right. I'm not finished. I'm still fucking hungry.
Yeah. You're Dutch.
Yeah.
You're not finished.
But dirty Danish bed now. But anyways, no, I like it. I don't necessarily agree with the character, but I can't blame him for his viewpoint because I understand it. I mean, I don't. Take Kofi Kingston or Wade Beard or Sheamus or Mark Henry, any of these guys. I don't know what they are really hate. I don't know what they really love. I don't know what they're really passionate about. I don't know what they're afraid of. I know that about Coulter. And I know that Zach Swagger is this big, scary guy who's being brainwashed by him, who's following into it.
Yeah.
So I love the characterization of both of these guys. I think it's great.
When it,
like, I totally understand. Like, I know what I know what Zeb is afraid of.
I know Kofi. Kofi likes scrubbing.
But that's exactly, you know, I mean, you make a joke about it, but this is exactly it. I mean, this is what's lacking so much. It's we don't know why Mark Henry, like, why is Wade Barrett a dick? He's a dick because he's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other reason. I mean, what else do we know about him? Oh, he's 2 years there. What else do we know about
him? Well, you know what?
He was on NXT and he used to bare knuckle fight. That's it.
Yeah.
Give me one other fucking thing. Give me one other fucking thing.
Well, you mentioned Wade Barrett, and after watching the interaction a little bit that they had on SmackDown, because Wade Barrett is not like Zeb Coulter. He just come to America and took a real American's job as well, was the interaction. And just kind of the look on Wade Barrett's face, it kind of planted a seed for a possible babyface turn if they wanted to go that way with Wade Barrett.
Go that direction.
Yeah.
If they wanted to go that direction, and if he becomes a huge movie star and they want to capitalize. But again, it's the point. It's the idea that
yeah.
I don't really know Barrett. I mean, honestly, God, I what do I know about Sheamus? He likes fighting people, mm-hmm. and as long as he's in a fight, that's good. And he likes to tell jokes. That's what I fucking know about
him. You think you know Sheamus? You don't know Sheamus.
Oh fuck, I don't.
No.
And I think that's the shit. I know ADR. I know Alberto Del Rio a little bit better out of this, and I know Jack Swagger somewhat. I really know this Coulter guy. Whether or not he's right, at least I really know him.
You know that Ryback likes to eat.
Yeah, that's all I know about him. Mm-hmm. It's fucking weak.
Yeah,
that's the whole point. I think it's just the shit.
Oh yeah, it's
this is why this is so much more interesting to me.
Well, again, it's got some teeth to it, and it's a story, and it's different. And as I said, and I'm all for it. I'm not convinced that it's going to get over at this point. But we'll see. I'm open to it, right? So, next week, old school Raw.
Yeah, seems like the type of gimmick you should pull out not in the build to WrestleMania, but it's probably so Undertaker can come back, don't you think?
I would think so. Yeah, I will be. I've already sort of figured out that I'm going to be largely disappointed by this because the last old school, the only old school Raw, was fucking awesome, and so it won't be as good as that.
I don't know. Hopefully, it'll be better than this week. You know,
well,
I'm not saying that this week was bad. I'm pissed off by all the filler, and I'm pissed off by the no undercard direction. I'm like, Jesus.
Well, and it's not even. And I won't use the word pissed off, but we'll take you. We were talking about because you don't know him. Is Sheamus like Sheamus and Wade Barrett? You know, got into it about the movie thing again with the stupid. I mean, I knew it was going to be death when he's like, "Oh, Sheamus has got some Oscar thoughts." I'm like, "Oh fuck, this is going to suck because it's quote unquote WWE comedy." And
yeah, and it didn't disappoint. If that's
no,
what you were looking for.
Exactly, but I thought Wade Barrett did a good job interrupting. I thought his promo was strong as he was walking down the ramp. But and so it's like, okay, so Wade Barrett and Sheamus, Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania, if they're, you know, they're planning to see for that. Well, then all of a sudden, it's Sheamus and the Shield.
It'll be the Shield versus Sheamus versus Orton versus Jericho, I figure. And then what you're going to get right after that is you're going to get during that match, that's where Orton will turn, or after the match and after they lose, and that's when you'll get the feud or something like that with Orton and Sheamus coming out of Mania instead of going into it. I figure something like that's likely what you're seeing.
Yeah, and I'm thinking maybe at this point now Mark Henry against Ryback? Like, they're doing something. Henry's being stronged up for someone.
Well, no, Henry's not being stronged up for someone. Henry's being stronged up because he's come back. He's an asset they have who was fairly strong before his injury. So there's no sense in having him go in their job.
No, but there's a reason that he's winning and destroying people. There's got to be a match that, you know, that they do. And Ryback's a logical choice for that.
Ryback is a logical choice. But I wouldn't say it's that they're building him up for anybody. I think it's just that it's like we got to keep him strong until we figure out who he's going against.
I didn't mean four. I didn't mean it was like Wrath and WCW where they win to feed him to Goldberg. You know, I just mean that, like, he's being strong, so they're going to use him for something, and they need him.
Well, he's going to get used. Well, same thing with Big Show. I mean, we talked about this before. We talked about
But where is Big Show?
And he's, I believe, in the SmackDown that's on tomorrow in the spoilers. I think, doesn't he?
Wait a minute. You have SmackDown spoilers? No, no. They said it's live. It's a live SmackDown interactive social media SmackDown. It's live.
No, there were spoilers.
Wait, so it's taped. But they said it was live. I'm confused.
But I saw spoilers.
So we know the results, but it's live.
I guess.
Wow. What a bunch of idiots.
I don't know how the fuck this works. I could have sworn I saw spoilers.
No, there are. No, I'm absolutely. No, there's spoilers. It's all taped. I know the results. But they said about 18 times on Raw that it was a social media live SmackDown. And I was like, no, it's in Oklahoma tomorrow, being Tuesday.
Maybe that means the people will be tweeting, the wrestlers will be tweeting. Superstars will be tweeting.
No, yeah, and it's going to be post-production, and they can, I think they're going to just do, like, they'll run the Twitter thing at the bottom. Like, they'll produce it live. But the match
will be taped,
right? I mean, that's all it is. But
that's all it is. It's a lame gimmick.
Yeah, it's retarded. So
yeah.
It's one of the dumbest things. But Raw opened with one of the stronger segments, Brock Lesnar and Triple H. Brock the Beast getting busted open there and just being a monster. One of your favorite segments.
No.
Oh.
You said it's one of your favorite segments, or a strong segment. You're the one who's putting it over, so you go ahead.
Well, I just thought it was what needed to happen. It was one of those things that we knew what was going to happen before it happened, and it was what should have happened. Vince come out, Hunter come out, Hunter Brock, boom. Right? I mean, I'm not saying that we wanted that match, but we knew that we were getting that match. So if you're going to get that match, it's the next thing that happens. Hunter comes out and they have a brawl. Done.
See, and this is where I disagree. Again, I point back to the Swagger, Coulter kind of the idea of more characterization. To me, this is just boring. It's the same thing I've seen a million times. It's like, and here comes Super Hunter. Hunter comes out and gets in the fight. And it's like, you have a chance to do something different here. You had a chance to, like, I talked before about the Rocky story. Or even the idea, you know, we talked about Rocky 3, or even the idea of Rocky the first one. I can't beat Apollo Creed, but if I could just hang in the ring for 15 rounds, I know I'm not another bum from the neighborhood. One of the things that we talk about Mick Foley and the great characterizations, I'll go back to him and I'll go back to Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels and Mick Foley, both of them as babyfaces, and Shawn Michaels probably better than anybody I've ever seen, was willing to show a vulnerability, was willing to show that maybe he can't do something, but he'll fight anyways. And this was Hunter's chance to do that. And this was a chance to do something really original in a storyline where it's like, he just got, here's a guy who he had all the motivation in the world to fight, and he got beat clean, and he got his arm broken twice. And he needs to build up the courage to go back in there, and you can feel for him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's just all of a sudden he comes out, and he's Super Hunter, and he's putting him in. He gets an F5 through the table, and he's up against, you know, 12 seconds later, beating the shit out of Brock. And I thought, fuck, this sucks. And I'm sorry. I'm bored with it. It's the same old thing I've ever seen before. It's the same old Hunter. It's not at all acknowledging how he's older and the transfer and original storyline. It's like – Sting has never put over anybody and Hulk Hogan never put over anybody because he had the chance and he never did. Hunter at least could put him over like he's scary. He doesn't even fucking bother doing that.
No, Hunter's never. Like this, Hunter's and, the well, same thing. Hunter's never put anybody over either and never will.
One person.
Who's he ever put
Batista.
Over? Batista. I guess. Yeah, I guess he put over Batista. So
that's
go.
It. You know, but like I say this, I mean, even if he's going to beat him, it's got to be the idea that Brock needs to be made to feel special. And he didn't do it. And like I say, it's just the idea that you could do something more advanced.
Yeah.
That you could give me something more than the basic, same old Brock, Triple H that I've seen a million times. And you blew it.
Well,
and I'm
sorry,
this sucked. I did not like, as a brawl, it was a good brawl, though I hate the psychology of these guys taking all these big shots that just keep going like this. Because like I say, when there's an F5 now at WrestleMania through the table, it's not going to mean fuck all to me. But nevertheless, I mean, it's the same thing.
No, you mean a pedigree.
Oh, whatever. It's not going to mean fuck all to me either. But that's the point. I just think, okay, good brawl, but shitty storytelling.
Well, your hopes were higher than mine.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
It's Brock and Hunter. We knew that's where they were going. It needed, if they're going to lay it out, it's one of the big matches at WrestleMania that's going to be promoted. So they got started with.
So now Hunter got his revenge, so now Brock needs to get his heat back. So fuck, who gives a shit?
No. It's going to be, it is.
Especially, you know what? I think this needed something more because I didn't enjoy the SummerSlam match. I thought that was a 2-star match. I know some people either loved it or they hated it. It really fell nowhere in between, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People were just really enjoyed it. To me, it was plodding and predictable.
Well, predictable. You know, that was the one we talked about where it was like, I said, well, Hunter's going to start coming back at whatever I said, you know, 8:27 or whatever the time was. Remember? And it was like.
Yeah, you called it. And I'm like, come on now. I look up at his point, he's coming back, and you had called the exact time.
The exact minute, yeah.
Like, that to me, it was not a good match. So if I'm going to get a rematch of a match that wasn't that good, I'm going to need better storytelling going into it.
Yeah, and you're not going to get it. So, I mean, and I never thought you were going to get it. I just thought that they figured that these two.
I kind of hoped that Hunter, having seen Shawn, like, how many times did Shawn Michaels have that? Like, Shawn was vulnerable.
Yeah, Hunter grew up idolizing Ric Flair, and his career was that of Hulk Hogan, right? So it's, you know, looking and viewing and seeing, yeah, it's all about, you know, he's Vern Gagne is what he is. And that's what's going to happen. And to think anything more, just don't even.
It's tougher and tougher. Again, when you get to be the age of this guy and you're a part-timer who's a corporate guy, it gets really tougher and tougher for me to ever buy you as being the toughest guy on the planet. And I never bought that about Hunter to begin with.
No.
So.
No, and it's fine. I mean, that's why he's a B star and not an A like The Rock or Austin, right? I mean.
Yeah.
That's just all it is. And that's, again, they're just going to say these two name guys are going to fight, and that's what's going to drive the story, essentially.
Yeah, I guess. But you know what? Again, Lesnar shouldn't lose. I still think there's a chance to do the tag match. We'll see what happens with that. We still got, you know, 5 more shows.
I don't think after going with this that they're going to do that. But
I think it's possible. Well, I think it really depends on Undertaker and whether or not they have to hide him as much as, you know.
Well, and Undertaker, we'll talk about Undertaker, because Undertaker came back in Waco, Texas, and they touted it.
Yeah.
And
I think that was really smart. I think that was a really – now they're back touting a lot this week, but, you know, it didn't annoy me too much. A little bit when they had all the people making all the fucking stupid touts.
Yeah.
We're going to do another tout in the future, though, aren't we?
Oh, we will. We will.
Fucking right. So we'll see if the other day. What was it we touted last time?
That they are cocksuckers.
Yeah. And they didn't put it up on their website or their show. It was really a surprise.
I know.
But
it's because they're cocksuckers.
That's why.
But I think that, you know, Undertaker came back working.
Well, also that you stood up. I think they would have put that on, but you had to stand up and grab your cock. And that crossed the line. They're not going to put that on TV.
Really? No, I just pointed at it.
Oh. Yeah, they're not going to do that on TV.
Oh. Okay, well, we'll do a new one then next time.
All right.
But, yeah, well, and that could play in, like you said, Undertaker could play into old school Raw.
He could play into old school Raw, but I just think the idea of, hey, you know what, to people who are watching, he showed up in Waco. That means he's going to be at the WrestleMania. It's like you go in and the next day if you're talking to somebody, well, all right, yeah, I was watching Raw last night. Guess what? The Undertaker was on. I guess he's going to have a match this year. He's like, who gave it to? I'm like, I don't know yet, but I'm going to watch and find out.
So,
and maybe, you know what? I'll check that out. Like, maybe it just, it's a very slight buzz, but it's something. I think it's actually a pretty smart way.
Would you book The Undertaker on Raw on Monday?
I mean, it depends on what happens with CM Punk. I mean, CM Punk had
a very good match. Let's say the match
CM Punk had a very good match with.
We'll get to that next. But let's just say that Punk is free and it's Punk and Taker. Do you start that next week on Raw with Taker there?
No, personally, no.
So what do you do, Punk?
I've mentioned this before. I have Punk being kind of dejected. I have characterization again.
Yes.
I the Punk dejected. It's like, oh, shit, now what am I going to do? I've lost my title. I lost to The Rock. I lost all my opportunity. Now I lost my chance against John Cena. I lost to him. It's like, now I'm not going to be in a WrestleMania main event. I'm the best in the world, and all this bullshit's going against me. And Paul Heyman coming up and going to him, I have an idea.
Well, you know what I would do?
That's all you say. I have an idea. The next week, that's what Paul comes out and challenges a taker. Then it comes out that it's Heyman's idea. What could be even bigger than main eventing against the Rock at WrestleMania?
Right.
Ending the streak.
Ending the streak. And I mean, that's good. I like that.
Taker shows up later to answer.
To old school Raw,
less is more with Taker.
Well,
less is more with
Taker. With old school Raw, I almost could have Undertaker challenging Punk via Paul Bearer.
Yeah, I like the other way better.
I do. I like your way better as well, but I like the idea of Paul Bearer being there for old school Raw and him as a representative then of the Taker. Or
and who's going to... Because Paul Bearer's only been destroyed or killed by Undertaker, what, twice?
He was in some...
Kane did it once?
Oh, Kane's done it a couple of times.
Yeah. So that's good.
So, but yeah, Paul Bearer coming through there, that would be sort of... I would tie that in. To that.
Well, who do you want to see on old school Raw? I mean, I can't even think of who was on the last one.
Oh,
remember Undertaker
the last
show up?
It was awesome. You had Cowboy Bob Orton. George the Animal Steel ate a turnbuckle on old school Raw during a Kofi Kingston.
I've eaten those.
Yeah.
He's salt and pepper.
I know. But
not that Phil.
Roddy Piper, Don't Spit in My Face, was on old school Raw there.
Was that old school Raw?
That was old school. That was the main event of old school Raw. Mean Gene was there, of course. IRS, Tatanka, Dusty Rhodes, Ted DiBiase. They did all the thing backstage there. I'm trying to think. They had a whole slew of them. Tito Santana was there. The Fink.
Was it 3 hours?
Yeah, yeah, I think it was actually a special 3 hour. But the Fink, Nikolai Volkoff and the Iron Sheik, because Santino and Kozlov sang with Nikolai Volkoff.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
So lots of, but there's
so who do you want to see on this one?
Well, see this, and the hard part with the Hall of Fame, is it Bruno? Not yet, right? You know, there's always a plus. But with the lead up to Raw 1000 as well, you could have guys like Vader and Sid.
Well, it seems like a retread to me. That's the problem.
I could have the Bushwhackers.
I could see them, yeah. I wouldn't really pop for it, but I could see them.
You would totally pop for the Bushwhackers.
Well, yeah, you'll pop for anybody from the 80s, no matter how much they sucked.
Because they're better than most of the guys now.
Whatever.
The Bushwhackers are... Name a team right now that's better than the Bushwhackers.
Every one of them?
Every one of them.
I never liked the Bushwhackers.
You don't say.
Never.
Really?
Actually, I like the Sheepherders. I like the Kiwis.
Kiwis?
I never liked the Bushwhackers. I never liked the comedy angle with them. I never got into them. I never enjoyed them. I never thought their matches, they never had a match that was above a half a star, and they never made me laugh.
Really?
Nothing.
Not even when.
Nothing for the Bushwhackers.
Not even when he.
Okay.
His way in.
The Royal Rumble spot.
Way out.
Yeah, that one spot. That's different.
Let's see here. I would. What about Hall of Famers like the Honky Tonk Man and the Bird Man and.
Honky Tonk Man's not in the Hall of Fame.
Hmm? Well, but he inducted the Bird Man, and you could have Greg the Hammer Valentine. It's a 3 hour show, right? So he'd be warmed up.
After the second hour.
That's right.
He's older now.
He's older now, exactly.
It takes longer to get warmed up.
Well, Mae Young's hand. He's all grown up.
Yeah.
Slick. Been back for a couple of them. Could see that DDP.
These are all retreads.
DDP could come out and because they got that Best of Nitro Volume 2 now.
All retreads.
So, but of course they're all retreads, but that's what old school Raw is.
Yeah, and I guess that's why I don't get excited for it like you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if I could get somebody, what I need is some, like what Piper did with Cena. If I could get something like that, if I could get CM Punk being called out by Michael Hayes or Dusty Rhodes or even a Mick Foley, you know,
you mean,
that could be interesting.
You mean the general manager of Saturday Morning Slam?
Is that permanent, or I thought that was just that week?
No, that's permanent. Mick Foley is the new general manager of Saturday Morning Slam.
Well,
it won't
whatever.
Until, like, March 19th. So,
whatever.
Great show. You could have Rikishi or Too Cool to do something with Brodus Clay and Sweet Tea. We thought Master Tea, but it
can't. I guess you already had Rikishi dance, though, with his sons.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Was that Raw 1000?
I think or in the lead up, too. Yeah.
I don't know.
So Rikishi can never dance on Raw again? I mean, you call these retreads, but they come out once, like, every, what, 6 months, every year? It's like, you know, some more than...
I do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Oh,
you just...
I don't know.
I mean, but that's wrestling.
Yeah, I suppose. It just, it doesn't, none of it excites me. Like, I mean, if they had somebody exciting, if they had the Ultimate Warrior show up, I'd pop. I'd be like, holy fuck, who expected that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like if they have Rikishi come out and dance, it's like, yeah, it'd be all right, but I wouldn't get excited for it. And to me, it's going to – all of this just seems to me like, how does this not take away from the build to WrestleMania?
Yeah. No, and who knows?
I just think the timing of this is part of why I'm not excited. This would be fine a couple weeks after WrestleMania when you're in that lull.
And I can agree with you to a point, but I will and I mean largely agree and probably, but I will say this in terms of a defense of it: the last old school Raw was probably the best go home show that I've seen in a long time.
Well, no, it was a great go home segment because of Piper.
Yeah, and that's
Rick,
but guess what?
Rick Flair.
What I'm watching with fan they call B, and B looks at me and goes, "Can we order that pay per view?" And
it's very effective.
And it's all
can you do
that
again? Can you go back to Piper doing it again?
Sure.
I mean, that's the thing. It was one guy who one time who sold.
But
now, here's the thing. I'm going to go back to this Hunter thing. If Hunter had been prepared as a guy who's showing a vulnerability and is afraid of Lesnar after what happened to him, and then you have an old school Raw, Ric Flair show up in the go-home segment and say to him, you got to go out there and fight, and it's his idol.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what fires him up to take on Lesnar. That would be fucking amazing. That would have been one of the greatest segments in the history of Raw. I just don't know where you go with this.
Well, Flair, I mean, you know what I love about old
school? Flair will show up, but it'll be with The Miz. Who gives a fuck?
You know what I love about old school Raw? Is that they showed Flair and Dusty and what other WCW guy did they show? It was like, oh, can't wait for that. But to me, Flair should take the F5.
Yeah, there's something to that. There is, but I don't know.
I mean, if you want to hurt people that are close to Hunter, then there you go, right?
I guess if Vince can take it and Flair's a couple years younger.
Yeah, give it to Lawler. Maybe Neidhart and Brett can be back and give their finish to Lawler. Against Lawler and Brian Christopher, a tag match. Book it.
So
the Cat in their corner and Natty in the Hart Foundation's corner. This writes itself.
And what was the name of the Hart Foundation's finisher?
It was a bear hug clothesline combo.
And it was called?
Do they have a name?
You're such a prick. But an asshole.
No,
no,
not an asshole.
No, asshole.
Speaking of assholes, Fandango.
Yeah.
He's
Oh, that's right. That's what I remember about this. That's what I remember about
SmackDown.
The SmackDown spoilers. He shows up.
Yeah.
Matt Stryker mispronounces his name, which I believe isn't Fandango. I believe it's Fandango.
Did you say Fagdango?
No, that's what Michael Cole might call him, but I wouldn't.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't use that term.
No, neither would Waller.
Yeah, I would.
Oh. But, yeah, so that's awful, and I hope he leaves soon.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, he won't fight. And again, because, again, when I heard he's going to be on making his debut on SmackDown,
yeah,
this I was like, why the fuck right before Mania?
I know.
You are better off holding this shit off until after Mania. Like, but I don't know. What are we going to get? Fandango versus Brodus Clay?
Well, no, he's in a tag team.
Dancing assholes? Yeah, I know. And they're not calling him Sweet Tea yet. He's still Tensai, but they have matching outfits.
No, they're calling him Sweet Tea.
They're still calling him Tensai, aren't they?
No. No, it's Sweet Tea.
You sure?
Yeah.
Whatever. They're match. I guess he's been taking dancing lessons,
yeah.
Matt Bloom at Tensai.
Good.
To get ready for this. I mean, at least he's dedicated.
Yeah, and he's got a job, and he's getting paid, and whatever,
yeah.
Right? So, I mean, but speaking of tag teams, Darren Young is fine. So with that,
yeah.
Talking about knee surgery, he could be out till October. Turns out it wasn't as bad as thought, and he's just going to kind of gut it out.
No, it's just an extended hangover from Royal Rumble.
Exactly. Well, you know what they said about, you know, they're like, you know, you're going to have to be out. At first they said you're going to have to be out until October. And he's like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Hmm. Well, you know what? What I don't understand, actually, is they said something about...
boobs?
During the match, Michael Cole said something about Darren Young on the website. He's going to talk about how he was going to be gone for weeks, but isn't.
Okay.
Or people said he's been gone for weeks and he isn't. And they teased something. I was just wondering if you had heard anything more.
No.
Okay. It's on the WWE website.
Yeah, that's why.
That would be why.
We haven't talked about Cena and CM Punk yet, so let's finish up.
I fucking tried.
Well, no, because we wanted to, it's the main event, so we're just waiting until the main event now of Raw. Please, do you have any thoughts on this?
It was a really, really good match.
It was. It was a great match. In the meantime, and in between time.
What else do you want me to add? It was a good match, and Cena won clean, which is the right move.
Yes.
So you have the guy with all the momentum who's the best in the company versus the current champion and all-time legend.
I thought that was one of the best matches. I mean, in terms of the psychology of it, it was like, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful match. It was like a slow dance. You know, first they tiptoed around. They didn't make a sound. You know, it seemed like they were having a subtle romance. But then it seemed like a fight. It seemed like an argument. It seemed just like a pile driver.
I could not believe it when they did the pile driver.
No, and like it's like a paralyzing Steve Austin pile driver, not a tombstone.
Yeah, not a tombstone. And Lord knows that Lawler and especially Cole seemed shocked too.
I do know that.
I could not believe that. And they kicked out of it, and it was cool. Not like the pile driver we saw Teddy Hart put on for the top rope.
No.
To get Evans 2 minutes into the match that he kicked out of.
Yes.
I was like, fuck off. You do that move, a guy should be out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But Vince apparently a little furious.
Well, yeah, because that move's banned.
Yes.
They didn't clear the move. What are you going to do? It's Punk versus
Cena. Yeah.
It's Punk. And maybe their idea was, hey, let's prove we can do this safely.
Yeah.
And they did. They were very safe on it. So, I mean, should it be banned because at one time, one in 100,000 matches that ruined one guy's career? Yeah, he was the most valuable guy ever to your company. But it's one in 100,000 compared to all the times that that move has gotten over as a finish for people. I don't think so, personally. But
you know, I just, the way I look at it.
Certainly not the Tombstone one being banned, but definitely not that one.
The way I
look. Like, definitely. Tombstone, but this one, even this one, I don't think should be.
I just think that with you got to have the right guys doing it, you know, and I could see, I mean, you had Austin, you had draws, you know, it wasn't a pile driver, but I mean, you're talking about, you know, spinal and neck injuries, and
the running power slam, he took it wrong.
I know, but I'm just talking about the results, the end result, not the move itself.
You have really, really green wrestlers in there.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Exactly, and so if you've opened up the floodgates, I mean, you're going to watch Titus O'Neil pile Heath Slater.
Yeah, well, I'll see Titus O'Neil take a DDT off a second rope. You know what? One wrong move on that, it could be fucked up.
That's right. But I just think...
I just don't see the difference.
Control it, and don't open the floodgates, and it's fine. An outright ban, no, I don't agree. And but, I mean, the fact that it was banned, too, I mean, the fact that we saw that pile driver, it was like, holy shit. Like that
was one of the things that really brought the crowd to the next level.
Yeah, it was. And so if you use it like that,
exactly,
then it can work, right? So they've.
But, I mean, I've talked about this before. I mean, I'm sick and tired of seeing DDTs being used as a transition move, a DDT and a two-count. DDTs, I mean, when in the hands of Jake Stick Roberts, that was the most deadly finishing move in history, and really the psychology of it and the way it's presented, it really should be. I mean, it's...
What was it that we were talking... We said at... I forget when we... Did we say it when we were at the Hart Show, I think, at the AAA thing, that the... what was it that I was... I was saying it's the new body slam.
I think you said the DDT was the new body slam.
No, yeah, I thought...
Or the power slam, or power bomb. It was the power bomb as the new body slam, or something like
it
that.
It was something
like,
it was the body super, slam, and then...
The superplex is the new... Whatever. Moves that used to be finishing moves.
Whatever I said is the new body slam, and you said, yeah, and the DDT is the new clothesline.
That was it, yeah.
And I thought, yeah, exactly. So, I wish I could remember what it was. It was like the Shining Wizard or something like that. But anyway, it was...
Yeah.
You know, but that's what it is, and it's – the pile driver, though, definitely got me – like, that's a spot that I'm going to remember for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
You tell me that. You say that –
Actually, I think of that match, that's the first thing – that's what I think of.
And
that
it will be a year from now. You'll tell me that a year from now, and I'll just
– Yeah, exactly. If I'll say, hey, remember that match, you'll think of that, and you'll think of the Hurricanrana.
Oh, yeah, the Hurricanrana. Yeah. I've seen him do the Hurricanrana before, so, I mean.
Well, like I say, he could do it on CM Punk. I don't know if he could do it on The Rock, who's 5 inches taller.
No, he did it on Ziggler, too, I think.
Yeah, exactly. He's about the same, same size, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, no, that was, and that ended Raw 3.4 rating for Monday Night Raw, so they're, you know.
Still a lot of filler, a lot of no undercard builds.
We got
fairly strong.
We have the main event, and I like the fact that they put the graphic up immediately after. We have Triple H and Brock Lesnar. We have Alberto Del Rio and Jack Swagger. So, you know, if they are going to, with Undertaker next week, set up a Punk Undertaker, you're going to have your four of the top matches there. And then, you know, again, how many matches do they have on WrestleMania? 9, maybe?
4-hour show. But you really look at those top four matches, and let's just throw in Sheamus, Orton, and whoever against the Shield.
Yeah.
Say top five matches. That goes probably about. Well, I mean,
they have a check.
Probably about two and a half hours.
No celebrity. I mean, Donald Trump going into the Hall of Fame in the celebrity wing.
No celebrity yet, but we'll see. I mean, Maria Menounos was added pretty late last year.
This is true. And speaking of Maria Menounos, one of the odds-on favorite at this particular point in time to induct Bob Backlund into the Hall of Fame.
Okay. They had one interaction once, right?
I don't know about once. I think they worked together on a project or something. I don't even know what it was, but... anyway, but that's the possibility. Right now, it's Maria Menounos, Sergeant Slaughter, or Rowdy Roddy Piper to induct Bob Backlund, or the three names being.
I like all of those actually, except for Menounos. I mean, I could see why you would use her, but I like the other two.
Yeah, and Ivanka apparently his daughter to induct Donald Trump.
Why not Lashley or...
Because I'm sure DePaul gets to pick his person for going in.
Yeah, he'd be the one. No, his daughter, that's fine.
Whatever. I mean,
yeah.
It's all that's going
to... It really will be interesting to see how they edit this for TV.
Yeah, it will.
Who are they going to show? I mean, they're going to show... I mean, right now, I would say...
Trump,
Foley, and Bruno.
Yeah. That's
meaning that you really, really, really edit the shit out of those guys, especially San Martino. I mean, San Martino's speech, I think, will go long, very long.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I've heard him speak. He, you know.
Yes.
He never says one word when 10 will do.
Yeah, no, that's right. So, I mean, hey, we'll see. And, you know, it'll be on Tuesday, I guess it is, isn't it? The day after Raw or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll see that, but that'll be...
So it's possible they could only have two people on. It's possible I could see Foley getting kicked out of this.
That is possible.
Crazy as that sounds.
I know.
I could see it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I don't, you know, it is... I definitely could see it be the... Well, but see, with Donald Trump, though, I mean, if you... Mike Tyson, you know, went in, and they really edited him down to... He really only got about, you know, 3 minutes or whatever on the...
Well, that's because they took that much work to try and make it make sense.
Well, I know, but Donald, again, with Donald Trump is, I think they realize that wrestling fans aren't going to watch Donald Trump go into the, like, no one's going to watch Donald Trump go into the Hall of Fame, but if they can put her into, like, a 3-minute clip spot on an hour, on a 42-minute without commercials show, I could
see that. We'll see.
I could see that. I could see Foley for, like, if it's 42 minutes, I said, without commercial, I could see, you know, Foley for say 15, Donald for 3, and 25 for Bruno, right? Or even 10,
yeah.
10 30, and 2, or, you know, or whatever, right? And just to put it through. Because, you know, you're going to focus on Bruno primarily. Especially if Schwarzenegger,
if
Schwarzenegger is the one to put him in.
Inducted.
Yeah,
that's true.
So,
Schwarzenegger, I mean, according to his, by his last movie, we could tell, huge star. Nobody saw it, but other than that.
Star.
Speaking of no, a movie that came out with a huge star nobody saw, you saw
number two
Snitch.
Number two movie in the country.
Yeah, 13 million, 13. So almost nothing.
Snitch, yeah, it was a good movie. It was a good movie. It was,
your full review?
And, of course, The Rock. In it, I don't know the actor's real name, but played Shane on Walking Dead, was another main character in it. But yeah, no, I thought it was, it was a decent, Susan Sarandon was the district attorney running for Congress. So there was, but it was a good movie. I mean, I thought it was a decent action movie. My girlfriend even thought it was a decent movie. Who doesn't always like the same movies that I do. There was one spot where they're in it and they're about to, he needs the guy, Shane from Walking Dead's help. And he was worried that something was good. They were going to go after his family, that the bad guys were going to go after his family. Shane was worried about that. And Rock looks at him and he's like, no, there's no way. And then he pauses and I went, and The Rock means no way. Happen, and it was like a perfect timing for that. Like I could get in, and The Rock means no way.
So you said it, and did anybody react? Was anybody else in the theater?
Yeah. There was quite a few people in the theater, and there was quite a few. I saw the couple WWE 13 video game hoodies. A couple people had on. There was some, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it's good for him to be back on TV. He won't be on this Raw, but he'll be on the week after.
No, he's on this Raw, and Brock is not. He's back. Brock
oh, okay.
And Brock is not. And that's a good thing.
Is Jericho back then? Or Jericho not back?
In Australia, yeah. So you've made a conscious effort, though, to stagger Rock and Brock.
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
It definitely makes sense. So it's that part is good. So, yeah, this week coming up will be old
school. At what point in time does the tease that these two are going to get it on start? Just them passing each other in the hallway and that look? When do you do that?
WrestleMania.
Okay.
Pay for it, yeah.
I do it the pay-per-view. I do it 2 or 3 weeks before WrestleMania on Raw.
I do it on Mania. Yeah. Mania to Mania. And what else? Oh, the other person you could have on old school Raw is Tony Atlas. Because him and The Rock's dad were such... You could have both, Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas.
Well, you know what you could have is you could have Tony Atlas there and have him work with CM Punk.
Yes, we could. We could and have...
Why don't you tell that story? Just for those who might not be familiar.
Tony Atlas tape his wrists. Yeah, Tony Atlas went down to, it was Ohio Valley Wrestling at the time. And I don't even know that it was long before, he had a role on television. again, with like the Abraham Washington show and Mark Henry.
I think he might have had a role, but CM Punk had already had been world champion at this point.
What?
He had already cashed in the Money in the Bank against Batista.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was all down in Ohio Valley. And
The CM Punk was down there, too. I think it was Ohio Valley or FCW or something like that. But it might not even have been. I mean, it might even have been on them. But the point is that, yeah, he complained about Punk's preparations, like the taping of the wrists and all this and that. And, you know, how stars in his day and age didn't do that. He'll never be a star doing that.
I didn't think Punk had ever had even been on the roster yet, that he was just down in Ohio.
I'm pretty sure he had. And then, I'm pretty sure he'd already be champion.
Ellis was giving him shit, saying, like, what are you ever going to do in the business? And
yeah,
just trying to tell him that, you know, he, you know, wrestled in front of some decent-sized crowds and such. But I don't know. Okay. But that very well could be true.
You got to Google it. Are you Googling it right now? No, you're texting.
No, I'm texting, yeah. Doing some,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but that was, I mean, and Tony Atlas could be on Old School Raw because Tony Atlas was back from, you know, wrestled all the way back to the glory days of yesteryear. And as we travel to the glory days of yesteryear, this coming Sunday on The Simpsons, the episode is entitled Gorgeous Grandpa.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
And
I was trying to remember because I was talking to somebody at work about how I wanted to watch an episode that was coming up with The Simpsons the first time in forever,
yeah. But
I couldn't remember what the hell it was.
Yes, Sunday, Grandpa Simpson has been revealed to have been a wrestling superstar in the 1950s, and Mr. Burns is trying to get him back for one more match. And Mr. Burns' gimmick is that he was a farmer.
Oh, well, I'll watch.
Farmer Burns.
I'll watch. That'll be awesome. Okay, here we go. It happened in October 2007.
Okay.
Atlas was apparently evaluating matches during the evening, approached Punk, and told him that taping his hands and arms was not the look the office wanted. Punk came out during the taping with his hands and arms taped. Atlas was not happy that he didn't take his advice. After the show, during a post-show meeting, Atlas made a speech about the people with attitudes. He was staring at Punk the entire time. Finally, Punk lost it and asked Atlas why he was staring at him and was giving his attitude speech. The two exchanged words loudly, and Punk loudly asked Atlas, do you even watch our show? Do you even know who I am?
Nice. Nice. And what did Atlas say?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah. Excellent, Smithers. Let's see. We're going back. We're talking about old school stuff.
So if it was October 2007, I'm just seeing when Punk debuted on the roster.
Oh, yeah. He would have been up on the roster by then. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Because
in fact, yeah.
He would have, yeah, it would have been that time frame you were talking about where he'd already cashed in probably once or was about to or what have you. Yeah.
He had the Money in the Bank briefcase at the time.
Yeah, so there you go.
Can you take off your dog's fucking collar
would
there?
You suck my dick.
You do this every time we're on fucking Skype.
I know, because I don't care.
He was ECW champion at the time.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about some more old people.
Oh, fuck.
Let's talk about some celebrities that are swapping wives. This will be excellent.
All right, what's going on?
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No, I don't know about this.
Celebrity?
And I don't care.
The television program Celebrity Wife Swap, where celebrities swap wives. So cleverly titled program. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, no longer married since he signed up to do this show. So they're using Fifi, his current girlfriend, Fifi the Maid. And
seriously?
Yes. And he is going to be swapping wives. And do you know who he's going to be swapping wives with?
Nope.
The Hot Rod, Rowdy Roddy Piper. This will be a good show.
It will probably be train wreck entertaining.
Yes, it will. I cannot wait.
I don't know if this is really how I want to look at my favorite old stars from the past, but whatever it is.
It's exactly how I want to look at my favorite stars from the past.
Woo! Does when he gets his wife, does he also get his bar tab? Does Roddy Piper get his bar tab?
Does he pay his bar tab? He must.
Yeah.
He must. The great part is that Piper's house is going to be so clean after this show.
Yeah, that's true, because of the maid.
Beefy.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, did we talk about we didn't, because we lost the show last week, because you're a fool.
Thanks for recording it, by the way.
There is a new WWE Championship belt that no longer spins.
We talked about it a little bit in the car ride, because I said, basically, I don't like it. I think the old one is a 3.5 out of 10, making this maybe a 4.5 out of 10.
Right.
And that's it. I mean, we did say that, and it did go up in our show when we were in the car on the way to Heart Legacy, because Heart Legacy Wrestling, for all their bullshit, or I guess AAA Canada, Next Generation Wrestling now.
Indeed.
For all their bullshit, has a much nicer belt than the WWE.
They do. Oh, that's right. We did talk a little bit about that with Reg Park. So, okay. Good. I just wanted to mention that WWE apparently coming back, according to Lance Storm, to Calgary here in May. So we'll find out when that is for television. So we might get a Raw or a SmackDown. So that'll be good.
And I'm sure so many people who are not in Calgary who listen to us give a shit.
I know. Just mentioning. News. I will be at Raw in May. That's news. WWE Financial come out today. Have you had a look at these?
Yeah, basically what we're looking at is what we talked about all the time. It's not the business is up, but because they have more revenue sources, it kind of it steadies out, and it turns out they make about the same profit as they had before.
Yeah, that's basically it. So it's, you know, their revenues are about even. Actually, they spent less on, because they did the big startup this time last year on the network stuff that they don't have a year from, you know, later now. So the actual profit was, I think, up 2.something million.
It was up a little bit, but again,
8.something million this time last year. So. But, yeah, it was basically, you know, television revenue went up because they had more, you know, Saturday Morning Slams, main events, and a third hour of Raw.
Yeah, they have more revenue sources.
Yeah, exactly.
YouTube, Hulu, this stuff, right? They have more revenue sources, but it doesn't mean anything because house show was down a little bit, and pay-per-views were about stagnant.
Yeah, I think pay-per-views, I mean, they had one less as well, but I think it was the Hell in the Cell. The Ryback one was the only one that was up.
Yeah.
Year over year. So. But, yeah, and then the network. They did, in the conference call, talk about...
This is where they laid out a huge line of bullshit.
Yes, they did. Well, they continued. They didn't lay it out because that was out before. We talked about it on the show before, that huge line of shit. But they're perpetuating it. But some of the things they did talk about in terms of the plan still now or back to or what have you is the having every pay-per-view but WrestleMania available on the network in a price point of, you know, $13 to $15. And they would need about 1 million monthly subscribers to break even. And they now, the new statement, they expect 2 to 4 million homes to be subscribing by 2015.
Yeah. You know what I expect by 2015?
Just
300,000 subscribers.
See your penis?
No, Christ, no. I don't know where I'll get that skinny by then.
That's true.
But no, I expect your mom to see my penis before then.
I don't. But rather,
no, I mean, I would say they do this. They're gonna top off. Actually, I say 400,000 to 500,000 is where they'll top off.
Yeah, what do they get? Get like 3.5 million people watching Raw.
Let's say they have 5 million fans. 5.5.
No, we're talking about homes, though. We're just talking about homes. I mean,
true. Let's talk about 5. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, so if 3.5 million homes are watching Raw, then they're still talking about homes that subscribe. That's a like-to-like. So they're talking about 4 million people by 2015 possibly having this network. Not that many people watch Raw for free.
No. No, like I say, I expect 400,000 to 500,000 is kind of where they could get to.
Yeah.
I really believe that. Thinking that they could do, I think at its best, what was it, about 120,000 people that were doing vintage? I mean, this is offers better value, obviously, at $15 for, you know, all the pay-per-views, which you normally spend $45 for. But again, what's the quality? Are you getting an HD?
Well, that and the only reason that I look at maybe 500, yeah, is that three to 500,000 is right now, would they say like 150,000 to 200,000 overall? But that's worldwide as well in terms of buys. So you're talking about North America, probably right now about 100,000 to 125,000. Say 75,000 to 125,000 on average in that range. People in homes in North America are paying $45 for a pay-per-view. So now, can you get 200,000 people willing in North America willing to pay $15 for a pay-per-view?
I wonder if I could look it up. How many subscribers? I'm going to look it up.
The on-demand peaked at or has now? Or
does, say, well, I mean, say the NFL Network or golf. Or
they don't have subscription, though. The NFL Network is.
No, you're right. It's part of a package.
So, but, yeah. I can't even think of, because you have your Showtimes and your HBOs and stuff, but those have been. You know, those are so, like, to look up HBO, how many people subscribe to HBO?
Well, HBO is, you know, yeah, I mean, HBO is different, right? They get 30 million subscribers.
Okay, yeah, but 30.
And Showtime is 20 million. But, I mean, HBO has been around since the late 70s.
Exactly, and they're looking at a sixth, they're looking at a fifth or a sixth of what HBO is in 2 years? No. You know what I mean? Like, that's, again, if you're looking at a sixth of it, it would be 5 million viewers. Or 5 million homes. They're saying 4 million,
yeah.
I guess. So let's say a seventh of it. But still, it's, you know, that in 2 years or less than 2 years because the fucking thing hasn't even launched yet. So it's going to be – they're looking at basically like a year and a bit and doing that. And that's just stupid.
And we'll see how long it does take for them to launch it.
Again,
you know,
the people, the fact is the people that are spitting out these numbers, rightly or wrongly, are going on this universal plane that they have access to fucking 47 million homes.
And, yeah.
You know, they have access to 5 million homes, right? So
yeah. Well, like I say, I mean, I would say you have about, okay, let's just say again. I'd say you have maybe 5, 6 million people that are fans and probably about 15 million people that are aware of the product.
Homes?
Now, how many of those do you convert?
But homes, again. Like, there be, you know, like if a family of.
Well, I'm saying, though, if that's how many people it is, how many homes does that translate into?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're talking about homes, though. They're saying they have 47 million homes.
Homes. I know.
And so, and they figure that they can get. Another 16 million homes with a good product. And so, and they're looking at that they can convert 4 to 8% of the current homes to becoming network subscribers. So they're looking at reaching new people with this, not the 3.4. And so it, like, none of this is even remotely logical or feasible.
No, not to me, no.
It's just not to anyone. Outside
yeah.
this small circle of people that live with their heads up their ass that are doing this. Like, this just does not make any sense.
All right, I'm just going to open up some other pay channels. We'll just take a look. Because, I mean, we know what HBO is and Showtime, right? And they're very, very successful. But how much does Starz have?
Spike.
Right? Or what would be something to be similar here? I'm trying to look. We have NFL Red Zone.
Porn.
Playboy TV.
There you go.
Fox Soccer Plus.
The Leafs or Raptors channel.
No, that's Canada, dumbass.
Really?
It is.
Oh.
Let's see if I can find some numbers for,
Again?
Yeah, you just keep talking, fill the content, and I'm going to look this up.
I'm not now because you said that word.
Oh. Fill the he hates the word content. I can't use the word content. What the hell am I going to say? Fill the time, because I can't say content, okay? Fill the time, not the content.
Okay, but only because you asked nicely. Let's find out what's happening on Impact.
Okay.
Let's see. Wow, there's a lot of writing. Yeah, I don't really like that. Bully Ray comes out, says some stuff.
Okay, how about this?
Tonight, okay, tonight on Impact, the Lethal Lockdown teams will be announced. Gut Check returns in Velvet. Sky defends her title against Magnus. And Brutus Magnus, or against Tara, I'm sorry. Brutus Magnus wants to be on Sting's team. And so he comes through, and Velvet Sky beats Tara. Let's see what happens here. Austin Aries is backstage on the phone telling Bobby Roode he needs to get to the building for their photo shoot. But Roode lets him in on the fact that they'll be defending their title in a three-way match against Daniels and Kazarian and Chavo and Hernandez at Lockdown. So speaking of the Mexicans, they come and tell Aries that they heard him saying they could beat anyone by himself so he can wrestle Hernandez tonight. Oh, Kenny King is back. Austin Aries.
Who's gone?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in ages. Austin Aries beat Hernandez.
Because was the last time you actually really watched TNA?
I know. I didn't really watch much of the England stuff. Joseph Park was there. He wants to be on Lockdown. Kenny King is your new X Division champion.
Oh. He beat RVD?
Beat Rob Van Dam. So, let's see. And Kurt Angle wants to be at...
Did he cheat to beat him?
Hmm?
Did he cheat to beat him? He couldn't have beat him clean.
Let's see here. RVD hits the roll.
TNA doesn't use their old stars to put over new stars.
Just wait. RVD hits the Rolling Thunder, goes for the 450 splash. King moves out of the way, and RVD hits the mat. King gets a deep cradle, and RVD might or may not have kicked out at 2.99999, but it didn't matter because he followed it up with a royal flush and got the win.
So, well, sounds fairly clean.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find these numbers for any of these fucking channels.
Oh, good. That's good. You're very useful. But yeah, so that's
Google, you let me down.
Son of a cock!
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about TNA. Really, all I think there is worth talking about is D-Von is going to announce his team,
mm-hmm.
and Sting is going to announce his team for Lethal Lockdown.
Yes.
I'm just on the edge of my feet, you know, on my seat, wondering who's going to be on the Aces and Eights team.
No.
Maybe the people in Aces and Eights? The people who've never won a match clean against any of these guys? The person who can't beat Sting, or the other person who can't beat Sting, or the other person who can't beat Kurt Angle?
You think it's five?
Boy, really.
Figure 5-on-5? Is that what they're saying, probably?
4-on-4, 5-on-5. It doesn't matter. The point is, at the end of the day,
Briscoe, Garrett, and Ken Anderson, right? It will be there.
Well, Ken Anderson probably. Doc. What about what's his name about? There's Knox too.
There's Knox, but you know whatever. So, but he.
The point is though, is everything that you look at the Shield, and it's like the Shield is beating you know the super dicks, and they're beating Jericho and Ryback and
hell no,
you know
Ryback exactly.
Or yeah, exactly. And you're like, so now when they face whoever it is, they face if it's Sheamus, Orton, and Jericho or Big Show or whoever it is at WrestleMania, it's going to be like, oh, who's going to win? Whereas at Lethal Lockdown, you're going to have the team who can't beat the 75,000-year-old Sting
yeah.
or the 75,000-year-old Angle or all take bumps like crazy for Hulk Hogan against, and it's supposed to draw something. You fucking idiots. It's unbelievable to me how they have fucked up this.
You fucking hard-ons. I'm a cat.
Is that Tollbooth Willie? Should we have him on the show right now?
Louisville fucking Slugger. What do you think about that, ass fuck?
Have a nice day. A drive through.
Oh, hey. Bishop Nelson. That was quite the sermon you had the other day. Reverend Devon. Quite the sermon you had the other day.
Oh, my brother, testify about your small cock.
The state charges $1.25.
I said your small cock, Toll Booth Willie.
Fucking hot arm. Die, you bitch.
Remember Adam Sandler when he was funny?
I know. Great times.
All right, we got anything else to talk about?
Let's have a look. The Brett the Hitman Hart Dungeon Collection comes out this Tuesday.
Okay.
So that is going to be, that'll be some excellent finger paintings. The new thing coming out on this one is the Bret Hart versus Andre the Giant match, which we thought was a highlight to us, stood out as like, oh, shit, Bret and Andre, that'll be cool to see. WWE never filmed that.
Oh.
It's a handheld.
And they put it on the DVD?
It was on YouTube, and Bret saw it and said, I want that. So they reached out and got it from this guy. And
did they get it pulled off YouTube? Imagine.
No, it was on there earlier today anyway. But yeah, so that's what it is. It's not a WWE-originated broadcast, which means there'll be no commentary unless they dub over some stupid bullshit for it. But
you know what? No, but it wouldn't be stupid bullshit if they dubbed over Bret talking with, I don't know.
JR.
JR, or, yeah, even Joss Matthews I'd be fine with.
I probably wouldn't. But, but yeah, I mean, so, but that's it. I mean, so that was interesting as well.
He can ask Bret how he got to Japan.
That's right. How did he get to? No, it's from Milan, Italy. How did he get to Milan?
but I'm referencing
Grisham.
Todd Grisham. Oh, tell the story.
Todd Grisham talking to Dean Malenko and Chris Benoit before he killed his family, you know, and then he Todd Grisham? He said, you know, like
the commentary on Benoit's DVD.
He said, "How did you get over in Japan?" And Malenko said, on a plane.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just tremendous. and Grisham was very confused. Another thing, our friends at High Spots just arrived.
They're our friends?
They are. Just arrived. The Dynamite Kid documentary.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So we do need to watch the Dynamite Kid documentary very soon. I am in possession of said documentary now.
Okay, that'll be one. I don't want to do a live audio commentary for it. I actually just want to watch that one and, you know.
So I don't know how long. The documentary portion, I think, is like an hour and 45 minutes or something.
Okay.
So.
That'll be cool. And then we'll talk about it after.
Exactly, yes. So that'll be.
I mean, I was watching on YouTube. I think it was not this last weekend. The weekend before, I watched a shitload of of Dynamite Kid matches, you know, Tiger Mask and all this type of thing. So
nice, very nice. But yeah, I think I don't really have much else in the way of. I guess team. Just talking, looking at the top of my head here, team Sting. Should probably then be Kurt Angle, Sting, of course, Joseph Park, Magnus, and then there'd be one other person, I guess. I don't know who.
Small Joe?
I guess, yeah, you could do Joe.
Yeah.
And there you go. So, but it's better when Sting fights Samoa Joe, because then he says, you know what, Joe, you and I are going to fight, Joe. Come on, Joe. At the pay-per-view, Joe, it's going to be you and me, Joe.
Does he ever mention Joe, though?
Oh, fuck. You ever, Sting is, like, so, it doesn't matter who he's fighting. He just says the guy name, like, after every sentence, or at the beginning of every sentence. It's fucking awful.
Why couldn't he fight somebody with a funny name, then?
I know, right? Like, Boobs. Hmm. You know what, Boobs?
Boob is McBooferson. Yeah, Boobs McBooferson.
You know what, Booby?
You know what, Boobs?
Boobsy Heenan.
I'll tell you what, Boobs McBooferson.
What about Boobsy Heenan?
You don't know how to fight, Boobs. But But if boobs, big boobs, and you get in that ring, boobs, then you know what, boobs?
I'm going to boobs you. Okay. All right. Yeah, I think that's really going to do it there. We talked. I mentioned Mick Foley as the Saturday Morning Slam GM.
And your tag partner, Cut McCutterson.
Huh? What? No, I don't think they'll have Dixie go in the ring.
All right, we're OUT. I am just going to mention this. I'm moving.
Really?
Over the next little while, I'm going to have a lot of chaos going on in my life. I don't know how that's going to affect us doing shows and blogs. Like some, it might affect some stuff. I'm actually not going to have internet for a little while and that type of thing. So, so we'll try and figure it all out.
I mean, so you won't write a blog then, huh?
I won't have a time. I probably won't have a chance. No.
So we won't notice anything on that end.
But I'm not. Yeah.
So
we'll just say lick my dick there, little.
So
Lord Little Dick.
How you're moving? So it's basically that's a warning for any of our listeners in Idaho, Montana, and Washington State that if you do think an earthquake is happening. Mo is moving.
It really only happens no more than 2 to 3 times a year.
That's right. The fault line is going to do it, and then Donald Trump is going to fall into the ocean floor.
All right. Get the fuck out of here. We're OUT. Do the plugs.
OUTwrestling.com. Speaking of blogs, there's a blog where I've laid out the next few years of Undertaker matches that I would like to see should he be able to do that. Why I wish The Undertaker was immortal, because I don't think he's going to get to all of these, but I would still like to see them. So that's WeTalkWrestling.com. We're on iTunes, so you can like us, subscribe to us, write some feedback, good or bad.
Before that one, didn't I do like the previous three blogs? Yes. The
previous three blogs? No, I don't think you did. You wrote...
I did.
You put a bunch of pictures up and wrote little captions underneath them, so that was...
Still took time,
and
still took as much time as a blog. In fact, I took more time than you spent doing a blog. I wrote the Swerve review. I wrote the Heart Legacy Wrestling, and I wrote the TNA X Division, though you might have written one before that. But, yeah, I think there were previous three or four. That was me, fuckface.
There were three in between the X Division one. But, yeah, that's good. I forgot about your little comic-y thing there. Yeah. That's right. The
Swerve, good comic for wrestling fans.
Yeah, I guess. So... it's probably, but I will never know. Although there are pictures in it, so I might.
Yes, there is a chance. I mean, it's still words, but you can get your girlfriend to read them to you. She is a teacher, after all.
This is true.
She should start on you.
Yes. We're working on it. Duh. Yes, so then we've got iTunes and Stitcher. As I said, you can write some comments, subscribe, and rate us. And we are, what else we got? We got Twitter at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. And WeTalkWrestling, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. You can like our page there because any updates will be posted to the Facebook page as well. So that is it. Addie, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com is how you can send me emails. Thanks everybody for the cards and the letters on my New Year's resolution. That is very much appreciated.
Now you realize last year, if they had had a Sting had wrestled a guy called Asshole McAssholson, that would have been you. But this year, what would they call you?
Wonderful McWonderfulson.
Boobs.
I kick Sting's ass wearing flip flops.
Awesome.
Power shoes, even. But, yes, that is going to do it. So, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
As far as I'm concerned, you're a cock breath McCockerson.
So, your mom killed you for having a small penis.